Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When the once busy textile mills in our state became empty and abandoned due to the offshoring of the textile industry to places like China and Vietnam, they became eyesores and part of the problem of urban blight. But over the years, many have been reclaimed and reused as living and shopping spaces, thanks to state legislation that provided tax credits. Our next guest has been actively involved in renewing and improving these tax credits. Philip Land is an attorney with Haynesworth Sinclair Boyd, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Philip, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
So give us the history on these tax credits for textile mills.
Sure. You know, as you pointed out, the demise of the textile industry as we knew it maybe 50 years ago has led to blight in a lot of areas in the state. It's led to abandoned very large buildings and contamination in soil that is really expensive to clean up. And so the state, many moons ago, put together a tax credit, makes those sites easier to develop, whereas before it would be perhaps too expensive entirely.
Okay, and so are these income tax credits, property tax credits?
So the developer has to incur qualifying expenses. That's not the price of the land, but that's the improvements that they make to the property. From the qualifying expenses, the developer can choose, with the coordination of the local government if needed, to take them against income taxes or against property taxes. In practice, because these tax credits are monetizable, the developers almost always take them against their state income tax.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners have seen some of these reclaimed textile mills that are now, you know, very well renovated and being used as apartments, living spaces, shopping spaces, breweries, etc. So,
sure.
But there are still a lot of these empty mills around the state?
Many of the mills have been bought and revitalized. And in that sense, the credit has worked. Developers have been able to generate tax credits here. They've been able to monetize them, meaning they've gotten syndications together to put cash into the development up front. And many of the mills, as you drive around the cities we all know and love in the state, are active now. They are, like you say, they're apartment buildings, they're mixed-use facilities, they're restaurants and breweries, and now are a place of vibrancy and life. Some are still remaining to be renovated, particularly as the more rural you go, the more likely you are to have a mill. But with that in mind, because many mills are renovated, the state has started to look to the adjacent parcels and the land that surround the mills to decide whether or not and how we incorporate the tax credit for use of the textile communities, which is actually the name of the act, the Textile Communities Revitalization Act.
This is something new that the legislature is considering now.
About 5 years ago, the legislature already took steps to allow a mill renovation to include adjacent parcels. And it's not without catches. It has to be in an economically distressed area, and it has to be, there's a number of requirements about contiguity. As it stands now, there's no question that if a developer buys an abandoned mill and renovates it with certain other requirements, the adjacent parcels, the surrounding area, are probably going to count. The tough question that taxing authorities are considering now and practitioners are dealing with every day is, what about the mill that's already been renovated? Can an adjacent parcel now qualify for the textile mill credits if that old mill is already renovated by somebody else?
What is the expectation here? What is the when will we know?
South Carolina Department of Revenue is currently considering comments on a draft revenue ruling. And that revenue ruling takes a really hard look at what we're calling 4B sites. 4B relates to the adjacent parcels, and it's a reference to the law. And they're gonna present guidance that clarifies whether or not the adjacent parcel, the place next door to the textile mill, is going to also be able to take the benefit of the tax credits.
Well, Philip, great information. Thank you so much for the update.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Philip Land is an attorney with Haynesworth Sinclair Boyd. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.